Daryl Fowler is a rising sophomore. She says she sees a lot of girls who are pregnant at South Cobb High School.
They drop out of school, they can't take care of their kids, or they give abortions.
But not her. In 2010, she was chosen to be one of 200 students in a five-year after-school program for at-risk youth. The cost of the program? $7.5 million. That's more than $7,000 a year per student. Lisa Romero is a health scientist at the CDC. She says if it's well-structured and evidence-based, like the one at the Morehouse School of Medicine, it's worth it.
These types of programs really do not only prevent pregnancy as well as HIV and STD, but they also impact educational outcomes. More of these teens go to college.
In fact, all of the teens in this program avoided pregnancies. Here's Project Director Mary Langley.
It looks like you're spending a lot of money up front, but in long-term investment, you're saving 2 to 3 times what you would have spent providing those, what I call those governmental-type support services.
She says because parents are required to be involved, it also has a ripple effect in the communities it works in. She's now looking for funding to continue the program. This is Nim Shamma, WABE News.